Hi, so we just talked about if statements and branches in C#. Next, we're going to talk about loops. We also got a chance to go over the using namespace classes, the methods, everything you need at the beginning of your program to write a C# application.
Right, we were in the middle of doing if statements, and then I got freaked out by all of this. So we explained that. So Kendra had the hello world explained. So now I can explore that, and you could also spend some time with that at home. But we're moving forward to loops, using loops to repeat statements.
Right. So the most basic loop in C# is while. So while is whenever this condition is true, just keep on repeating it. So once it executes the code block once, it'll go back up to the top of that while loop, verify if the condition is still true, and then execute again. Mm-hmm. And it can just do that forever if it always finds the condition to be true. So
I'm going to take that code. I'm going to take that code and I'm going to drop it into my main here. And it's kind of hard to figure out how you should think about a statement like this. Like, should I read it in English or in my native language? Sometimes I read it like, well, it is the case that this is
counter
true.
Counter is less than 10.
Well, counter is less than 10. Do some stuff.
Right.
And sometimes you'll see people say, well, true, which is kind of weird.
Oof.
But true is always true forever. So
yeah.
That means well, true is true, which is forever. So while true means forever, which is
right.
Kind of not really intuitive.
So that's what we would have an infinite loop in that case.
Actually, let's try this one, and then we can try an infinite loop and see what while false does as well.
Oh, good point.
So let's do that. So I'm going to hit Control F5.
So here, okay.
So that's...
So printed this thing out 10 times.
So we started with counter, which is an integer. We learned about those. Mm-hmm. While it is the case that counter is less than 10, do some stuff.
So it has a write line,
right,
and in this
write
line
has,
yeah, we print out the counter variable.
Okay, and then look at that, counter plus plus. That's interesting. We could have said counter equals counter plus one, but we just said counter plus plus, which makes it faster, and we could also say counter minus minus if we were going down.
Right, so that's just incrementing counter by one.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's the plus plus operator.
Right, now if we said while true, I wonder if this will crash my computer.
Oh, so it just keeps going and going forever until your computer runs out of memory or your battery dies.
Or if you remember, we did our talk on integers. So
right.
This will go until it runs out of room.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, your integer could be the thing that actually crashes it.
Yeah. So in this case, we could go up to what would we say? 2 billion.
2 billion, yeah.
Right?
Causes an exception.
And if I change that to a short, which we saw was a really small thing, while true means forever,
mm-hmm.
but shorts aren't forever things, right? Shorts
right.
only go into the 30,000s. So when it hits 30,000, it'll probably just freak out.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Oh,
I like this experiment.
Ooh.
Oh, that's right. Because we were just talking about how once integers went over, it would just tick over sort of like an old odometer.
Mm-hmm. So that flipped over. Isn't that interesting? So we're actually going, and what do I do though? How do I stop it?
Right? I think you just have to exit out of the program.
Yeah. So I can do two things. I can either close the program just like this and hit close, or I can hit Control C, which breaks out of your program.
Yeah.
So if you ever get in trouble, you can go in Control C. And another great way to get out of trouble is undo, right? So I messed my code up. I'm going to go ahead and undo back to where we were before. So that was interesting. I learned a few things right there, huh?
Right. So we talked about the incrementer. What's next?
Well, we said while it is the case, but we can also flip it, right? We can flip it so that we do something no matter what.
Mm.
And then we have the conditional or the check, because inside the while is an if statement, isn't it? It's kind of it's a conditional. So we're saying do this
right.
while that, which is flipping it on its head a little bit, actually.
Right. So the condition isn't checked till the very end. So you will definitely execute the code at least once.
Mm.
And then the condition is checked.
Right. So if I do this one, the result is the same. But if I did something like 10.
Ooh, yeah.
Right. So counter is going to start at 10. It'll always at least do the first.
Mm-hmm. And then it hit the condition and it stopped the loop.
And then it stopped because at that point counter was 11. So do and while are kind of friends. They're kind of, there's a while and there's a do while.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. And they produce the same output in this particular example, but that's something for you to watch for.
Cool. And now my personal favorite, the for loop.
This is, for some people, and I would say for myself as well, the hardest one to get your head around. But once you've got it, you're going to use it all day, every
yes,
day.
Yes, it is definitely my preferred loop. Even our docs say it's the most commonly used loop in C sharp.
Let's bring that in.
Yeah.
Now, what do I read? We said, you know, while it is the case that this is true, but there's a lot going on here. There's three different pieces.
So I think a good way to approach it is, you know how you had the counter declared as a variable outside of the loop when it was while?
I did.
For for loops, you declare that variable inside the for statement. So that's where we're saying int index equals 0.
Okay.
So that's sort of our counter variable.
Okay.
And so we're just saying to repeat this while index is less than 10. Mm. The next statement there is basically the condition.
Okay.
And you might also recall we were incrementing counter within the while block.
Right.
With for loops, we can actually increment it as part of the loop statement. So it's sort of easy to see all of that in one place, so I know exactly how many times I will repeat this loop under what conditions and what my counter variable is.
That's a great point. So you've got the initializer, your startup, your setup, your initial state. You've got the condition, and then you've got the iterator. That happens every single time, right?
Right.
And this can be confusing to remember, but if you're using Visual Studio, you can just type for, and if you hit tab, it'll go and snip it. It'll expand out and tell you kind of how to do that, which is kind of cool.
I need to use that more.
Isn't
that definitely
great? Yeah. When you're typing in Visual Studio, if you see a little box that is like, see, it says code snippet, tab twice to insert, and there's other iterators like for each, and then also ifs that we did before. Look at that. So if you get used to those, you can move a little bit faster and you can type a little bit less, which is fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Cool. So I think that's probably a good place to stop, and then we'll come back and we'll then combine branches and loops together.
Sounds good.